My name's Paul. I'm here doing this radio show, Jailbreak, at John Moraney one.
And I'm Riley. I'd just like to shout out to everyone. Well, I hope your time is going all right.
This is 2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights, starting from 9:30.
Welcome. Great to have your company.
I'm Riley, and I'm here in Programs 1, keeping you entertained on Jailbreak. Well, I'm 19 years old. Tell me what your name is and a little bit about yourself.
My name's Paul, JM1. Music's a big part of my life. Growing up in a musical family. My dad, when I was a little fella growing up, my dad played a few different instruments and watched my older siblings get into the music, and I just couldn't wait till I was old enough to do everything they were doing. Bikes, cars, music, and it was the 70s, you know what I mean? So that was the scene.
Paul, this isn't your first time in jail.
Not guilty, Your Honour, but besides that, yeah, it's not my first time. Yeah, there's nothing to be proud of, but like I said before to you, Riley, these announcements that are going over the office head, but anyway.
Yeah, there's a big racket going on outside, as you can hear.
It's made me the person I am today, I suppose. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I've got to say some of the best times I've had have been, unfortunately, in jail. Yeah, but it's not to entice anyone to come to jail, you know what I mean? Like, ultimately, I'd love to be having those times outside. Jailbreak at John Moraney 1.
This is 2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Jailbreak.
Flashes of being in my older brothers' rooms and all their friends and what we used to do back then, the national park, and being a young fella amongst it all, just couldn't wait to be old enough to do what they were doing. Led to all the good times in life, I suppose.
Sweet child in time, you'll see the line that's drawn between.
Guys and girls hanging out with each other, a lot of happy times. I didn't think they were being naughty, you know. I actually used to look up to it and couldn't wait to be old enough to do what they were doing. I mean, I didn't fall into what people might see as bad habits. I actually grew up couldn't wait to do what they were doing, you know, because it looked so exciting and everybody was happy, and cars and bikes and mad music. The music was off its head. No mobile phones back then, so if you needed to contact somebody, you had to go around their house. More interaction, people were into people. These days, they can hide in the cupboard and send a message. Technology is great and all the rest of it. They'll never see the Angels or Rose Tattoo or AC/DC down at the local pub or Cold Chisel. They don't even know what that is. They'd have no idea on the fun that we had, I suppose, and they look at you like, yeah, what are you talking about, mate? Sort of thing.
Knocking at the window, standing in the rain. Ulysses smiles as he takes his pills. Street walker knows his middle name. Understands why he's dressed up to kill. Poor little rich boy, born to the thin woman. The paper said he'd never be deprived. The dust shifted in and out of time. He lost his grip on his privileged life. Now he's got children. Yeah.
entertained on Jailbreak.
I'm Paul from Jailbreak at John Moraney 1.
This is to SER, keeping you company, sharing some music. Hope you enjoy.
Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple. Purple, Smoke on the Water.
I'm Dan, I'm at Long Bay Jail at the moment, and you're listening to Jailbreak. Great to have your company. You're with 2SER.
I'm Paul, I'm Jailbreak at John Moraney 1.
I'm Riley, and I'm here in Programs 1. Keeping you entertained on Jailbreak.
I'm DJ D-Wiz on Jailbreak. We'll come back to this week's story after some music, messages and shout-outs.
This is Ken. You're listening to Jailbreak.
Come over there, mate. Coming straight to you. And I hope you're comfortable and sitting back in yourselves tonight, having a good chew. Enjoy the music and enjoy the show. And we'll be back after this.
Guess what, cuz? I just got my Hep C treatment last week.
Too bad, bro. Are you sick?
Guys, there's new treatments anyways, cuz. No needles, no sickness. You just swallow a pill a day and it's that easy. Never felt better in my life.
Serious?
Yeah, cuz, there's new treatments out there. You swallow a pill for 3 months, cuz, you got a good chance for a cure, cuz.
Too easy. You're looking deadly, bro.
Yeah, my missus is stoked too, cuz. Won't be passing it on to no one.
Call the Hep C helpline in your centre.
Make time aside for you, cuz. Get treated for Hep C now, cuz, and it'll be over and done with.
Be blood aware. Don't bloody share. Boys in green say keep it clean.
If you're not sure how to clean a fit, Check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with a yellow liquid called Fincol. It's used exactly the same way as bleach. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only ever use cold water to clean injecting equipment, as hot water clots the blood.
I'm Paul. I'm jailbreak. John Moran, you on?
I'm Riley, and I'm here in Programs 1.
You're with 2SER, so switch on, people. Tune in. Jailbreak, the voice of the system, coming to a local community radio station near you.
A few years back, about 15 years ago, I was in JM2, and I used to work in the studio back there. So then I found out through Edjo, this radio show, Jailbreak.
I found out about Jailbreak in the induction. Just something to do, keep me busy.
Yeah, of course. Got to say, I met some really cool people in jail too, you know what I mean? They made my time go easy. And I hope I've made their time go easy too. Suppose you'd probably be looked at as if you're crazy if you're sitting at the bar, the things that we laugh about and the jokes that we have. It's amazing what entertains you in jail. And just to laugh, you don't laugh, you cry, you know what I mean? It's as simple as that. No one likes to be thinking too much, because every one of us, we all do the head miles. You might put on a brave face in the yard during the day, but at night time when you put your head down, it's the thoughts of being outside and things you miss. Waking up on a Sunday morning, walk to the newsagents and buy the Sunday paper and an ice cream and stroll back home. Just simple shit like that. Partners, family. Or drag race motorcycles. So I love waking up in the morning and kicking over something. And now I'm nearly 50 years of age. Very close people are going to pass away while I'm here this time. I'm shattered hard. Dare say I'm not in here for a little bit, and now I'm going to lose some of the closest people to me while I'm in here. That's my worst nightmare, and it seems like it might be coming true. That's where it's at. Yeah, I had a master plan. That's all just hopes and dreams, mate. Life is what you make it. All right, fellas, ladies out there, if you ever have the opportunity to get on the Jailbreak radio, yeah, have a crack at it. It's pretty cool. With the lovely Kate, your 5'8"s from the wing and that, yes, you and your mate can come down here with Kate and sit down and host the show. Yeah, if you don't like mine, come and have a go yourself. It's awesome. Something to do as well, you know. And I love the music. Dare say there's a lot more people out there that like the music too. So keep the system entertained and have a crack. Let the sappers know that you want to have a go at the radio program. And, have a crack, fellas. It's cool. And while he's having a think, here's another track. Don't Go, Boy, Bring Me the Horizon. So here it is, and enjoy the song, Jailbreak.
2SCR 107.3 FM.
Don't Go by Bring Me the Horizon. It's a pretty deep song, and I think lyrically the guy who wrote the song was very clever in the way he wrote the song. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm here with Riley at the moment on Jailbreak.
2SCR 107.3 FM.
And, yeah, Riley, what do you want to say?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm trying to think what to say. Oh, I can't. This is hard.
Yeah, Riley, you should have a crack, brother. Come on, got any mates out there, want to have a go? How do you feel about doing it yourself?
Yeah, well, thanks, Paul, for sharing your insight. Yeah, it was good. Learn from his mistake. Yeah, know that there's people to go and see if I have any trouble. I've never heard anyone talking about jail like that before. Well, I live in Wollongong. Wollongong is just south of Sydney. It's on the beach, so it's good to live there. I live 2 minutes from the beach, but I usually go down there every day and surf. Yeah, my time's going pretty quick because I've got like a couple of good mates and that. I'm 19 years old. Yeah, it's not the best being in jail. All I think about is my family and being on the outside. Yeah, I miss my girlfriend and my mates.
Strategies I go through at night just to get past those thoughts. Sometimes I think about when my food's coming, my buy up, to take my mind off everything else, or the TV, go to The Voice. I love that show, it's the best show, I reckon. Anything to distract you, even if it's two cockroaches racing each other up the freaking wall. Sometimes when you've got no TV, you've got to try and distract yourself from it sometimes, but it is what it is, and you can't help the thoughts. I have good nights, I have a lot of bad nights, you know, like sleepless ones. But being a young fella, Riley, don't waste your life, mate. Don't waste your life. I didn't think I'd come back again. Addictable behaviour. I don't want this to be an NA meeting or anything, but yeah, man, far out. I wish I was 19 again with what I know. 48 years of it. Yeah, I don't know what I'd be doing in this day and age anyway, you know. Different to what I was 19. 19 was a lot different. Yeah, JM1, it's my first time here in JM1. We're lucky to have TVs in each cell. You know, some have got jugs, some have got fans and all that. There's a lot of jails that don't have these privileges that we got here. There's opportunities for work, a lot more work opportunities than a lot of other jails. Unsentenced jails, I got to say, yeah. Programs and education, a lot more accessible. When I got here, they'd done the induction thing. Went for 5 days. At the moment, I'm on the waiting list for my first aid certificate to be renewed, so I've got to do it again. I'm actually doing this radio at the moment, which is pretty grouse, because I love music, like music. When I play music, when I play the guitar or I listen to music, it takes my head out of here, takes me back to moments in time, and very fortunate to have these. We've got guitars in the wings. That's awesome, man. It's awesome. What other jail does this? You don't get that anywhere. Driving courses, the Get Smart course, relapse prevention. For me, personally, it took a few years for all the stuff that I'd learnt to sink in. I'd done the violence prevention, done a special care program and all that sort of stuff. And 10, 12 years later, I remember something I learnt back then. That's what they meant about that.
Oh, yeah, give us a surfing track, Paul.
Surf's Up by M.O.D.
So I'm Riley. This is Jailbreak, and I'm here with Paul. Here it is.
Turn around and read without a wipeout. That's how we go. Surfing, you know. Party, my- Surf's Up.
Surf's Up by M.O.D. I'm Paul.
I'm Riley. And I'm here in Programs 1, keeping you entertained on Jailbreak.
That John Moraney one. There are good people around that got their heads screwed on. There's no need to feel unsafe. You know, there are people in the wing that you can turn to for help and that, you know what I mean? Like some older people and that, you know, you can speak with and let them know what your problem is. The only way you're going to ever feel unsafe is from your own doings. Like I said before, you wake up in the morning, open your eyes and you're on the crossroad. Which way am I going today, this way or that way? You know what I mean? You make your bed, you lie in it, mate. You know what I mean? Because we're all here doing our best ourselves. There's a couple of ways to get yourself into trouble, and that's by borrowing things off people and not paying it back, speaking out of school, just a mutual respect across the board sort of thing, you know? Like, manners cost nothing. Manners cost nothing, mate. And it doesn't matter how hard or tough the bloke thinks he is or looks, please and thank you goes a long way, and it costs nothing. Whatever they're getting up to or into, don't interfere with it. It's not your thing, not your business. Yeah, just keep your nose clean. It's the only way you can get into trouble. Sometimes there's a way to keep yourself out of trouble, I suppose, is get a job, mate. You know, I'm gonna go do some programs, occupy your mind instead of getting mixed up in the shit that goes on in the yard each day. So if you get a job or go to Edjo or something, keep yourself occupied, or you've got your head down in a book, reading a book, or you're doing something constructive with your time, you're sweet. People who are usually energetic and do a bit of training or education or something like that never get themselves into trouble unless you've got dramas from the outside coming in, whatever.
I've put my name down for a couple of courses. First aid. I've put my name down for a couple of jobs. Powder coating, metal shop, garden maintenance. Been training every day, keeping myself busy.
Before I come in this time, I was getting right into Bullet for My Valentine. Hearts Burst Into Fire. Yeah, it's a really cool song. The music side of things in that song is just awesome. Here's Bullet with Hearts. I'm Paul. I'm Jailbreak, at John Moraney one, keeping you all entertained today. Okay, that was Bullet for My Valentine with Hearts. Bullet for My Valentine is a American band, hard rock, or metal if you want to call it. Yeah, I love that sort of music. But yeah, that's what I was getting into before I got in. A few other bands I was getting into before I come in. You know. All right, fellas, ladies out there, if you ever have the opportunity to get on the Jailbreak radio, yeah, have a crack at it, it's pretty cool. Keep the system entertained and have a crack. Let the sappers know that you just want to have a go at the radio program.
So why don't you tell me what you think of Jailbreak? You can write to us.
Write to Jailbreak 2SER, Post Office Box 123, Broadway, New South Wales 2007. It's 2007 for the postcard people.
Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock at Sydney's 2SER on lands of the Gadigal people, the traditional custodians. Jailbreak pays respect to their elders, past and present. Why don't you tune in again, same time and same day here on 2SER.
Jailbreak is one of the many projects of the Community Restorative Centre, supporting prisoners and families in New South Wales.